Don't we all carry in our mind so many complaints about others and so many complaints about God and so many complaints about ourselves? We keep our mind in that unproductive state. So our scriptures say, look, understand the importance of mind management. And then we will get down to understanding how to bring this mind into an optimal state, in a state of what they say peak performance, in a state where it is full of noble thoughts. So we have all discussed the need for mind management. And through various ways, we have appreciated that this is of paramount importance in our life, to put our mind in that sublime, noble state. Bhool na jana is nuske ko laab anek uthaoge, jaisa man ko bana sakoge, waise hi ban jaoge. Man ke jeete jeet hai, man ke haare haar, the saints have always told us. Now, how to manage the mind? We are going to be discussing every day a different tool for mind management. So sometimes people say, Swamiji, we want practical application of philosophy. Just philosophy that we don't understand its relevance. So particularly when I started preaching in USA, I realized the attitude of even the Indians living in US, very practical. I'm not interested in all this philosophy. Tell me, how can I improve myself? In India, you can sit in a train and discuss philosophy for 5 hours. Everybody will be into it, yeah. But here it doesn't work. So that's why I said this time I'll design 100% practical series. So this is the art of mind management. And every day I'll give you a practical tool of mind management that is relevant to everyone from all backgrounds, all kinds of ages. So you can even tell your teenage children that, come, this is important for you. So the first tool today, the utilization of the intellect to control the mind. See, we all think, you know, the mind is not under control. The way I want it to think, it is not thinking. But actually, everybody's mind is under your control. You all have been sitting with great etiquette for the last 1 hour. Is this your most comfortable position? How come you are continuing to sit like this? What is your natural position? Swamiji, when we sit alone before the TV with a chai, with our legs on the tea table in front, that's the natural position. Why don't you sit like that out here? What will people say? The intellect says, what will people say? So the intellect controls the mind, eh? Keep sitting like this. Throughout the day, you are controlling yourself with your intellect. Everyone, even little children, the parents are watching the television in the other room. The child says, I also wish to watch. The intellect says, your test is tomorrow. If you watch television, you will fail the test. All right, I will keep studying. Now people come and complain. Swamiji, my child doesn't study. Please tell him something. Are, she is your child. You tell her something. Why are you asking me? No, these children of Kali Yuga are like this. Arey, they're not children of Kalyug, they're your children. Never mind. All right, beta. Why don't you study? Uncle, man nahi lagta. My mind doesn't like to study. Big problem. So the mind likes to eat ice creams, mind likes to play video games and all. Mind doesn't like to study. So she doesn't like to study. But the same child, when she goes into the examination hall, now she has controlled the mind. The question paper has come. You have to answer these questions in 3 hours. Do it. So she tells her mind, come on, keep answering. During those 3 hours, the mind does not waver. She doesn't look at the neighbor, doesn't look out of the window, doesn't think of ice creams or video games. I have to answer this. See, now the mind is in control. All the year long, you were saying, my mind is not in control. Now what happened? At the end of 3 hours, the teacher comes, time is up, give me your question paper. Such focus, how did it come about? Because of the intellect. The intellect decided, this is now important. If you are careless, you will lose the whole year. And then what will your parents say? What will your friend say? If you flunk, you better do well. Once the intellect made the decision, it controlled the mind and the child with the focused mind kept answering. The capacity was there. That kind of focus, if the child had retained through the year, she would have become a national scholar. But through the year, the intellect's decision was, no, this is not important. My parents think it is important, but they are actually confused and wrong. It is these games which is more important. I don't know why they cannot understand. So when the intellect's decision is otherwise, even if the mind is taken there, the intellect brings it back. In other words, this intellect is another machinery that God has given us. One is the mind and one is the intellect. What does the mind do? It creates feelings. It creates desires, hankerings and aversions. I want this. I don't want this. I want pleasure. I don't want pain. This is the mind. It is creating sentiments and desires. And what is the intellect? The intellect is the deciding faculty. It takes the decision. This is good for me. This is bad for me. This is harmful. This is beneficial. This is long-term beneficial. This is short-term beneficial. The intellect makes all the decisions. So, the intellect has been empowered by God with the ability to control the mind if it so decides. If it so decides. But this ability, this is called vivek or discrimination, is not in the animals. In the case of the animals, the mind will rule the intellect. The mind says, I want to eat green grass. The cow will not say, today is Ekadashi, we will fast for spiritual purification. If it wants to eat green grass, the intellect will say, how do I get it? How do I get it? It is only in the case of human beings that the intellect is specially empowered. Once the intellect makes the decision, the mind can, you know, very marginally complain, please, please, please. But if the intellect has vetoed it, the mind will have to follow. See, you all work in your office. Do you like to work? Nobody likes to work. You'd given the choice, you'd rather just Saturday, Sunday keep continuing. And yet, Against the wishes of the mind, you control the mind and you keep working. All of you do it. Why? The intellect says, look, if you lose this job, these are days of recession, there are not too many jobs in the market, what will you do? How will you feed your children? The intellect has decided this is so important. So the mind says, but I wanted to see TV. Intellect says, khabardar, continue working.